We just going to stay here? I asked. Doyle don't go too far, Scotty said. He don't think this is his war anyway. He's got a Masonical service station back in New Jersey.
He got drafted?
He got drafted 4 years ago, but he changed his name and stayed low, Scotty said. Then the FBI caught up with him and brought him in. He got big connections and got into officer's candidate school.
Two jets streaked across the sky. Beautiful. Dark birds in a sweeping arc across a silver sky.
You join up? Scotty asked.
Yeah. Nothing to do in the world.
Me either.
That's why they give these dances, Scotty said.
We sat for a half hour. Then Doyle told us we would be moving out in 15 minutes. Scotty and I had just started to unload the sandbags when the shooting started.
450, 450!
The shout went down the line. Someone had spotted where the firing was coming from and estimated it to be 450 meters in front of us. Scotty was leveling the legs of the tripod, and I jerked open the metal ammo case.
Get that thing going!
Doyle was yelling at us. I looked up and saw that he was on the radio. The radio man was firing at a line of small trees. I wasn't scared. For the first time, I wasn't scared. I didn't see anybody, no muzzle flashes. I was going to be okay. Scotty started firing the 60. There were tracers in the belt, and I could see the rounds spit across the distance. Leaves and small branches in front of us seemed to jump into the air. I kept feeding, but I didn't see anything. Doyle let the firing continue for a long time before calling out for us to cease fire. I watched him. He peered above the dirt mound he was behind.
You want to squad out?
Scotty called to Doyle.
I'm calling for Willie Peter,
Doyle called back.
That's Doyle for you, man, Scotty said. Whoever started the shooting probably didn't even see anything, but he's still going to call for a couple of rounds of Willie Peter just in case.
We waited for another minute before a lone round of white phosphorus landed in the distant trees.
We're too close to be calling in artillery, Scotty said.
One of our machine guns started chattering on our right, and Scotty opened up again. A moment later, some more white phosphorus started coming in. The Willie Peter sent streamers of fire into the air. The smell of it was terrible. Terrible and scary. Just the idea of being hit by a white phosphorus barrage sent a chill through me. The barrage lasted for 15 seconds, then stopped abruptly. Scotty nudged me and pointed toward Doyle. Doyle had his helmet off and was screaming into the radio. He was gesturing wildly, and then he stood up and looked toward the target area. The radio man stood and looked, too. The machine gun on the right opened up again, and Doyle started screaming,
"Cease fire! Cease fire!"
Doyle was jumping around and waving both of his arms over his head.
"Oh, shit!"
Scotty turned around and leaned against the sandbags.
"What's up?" I asked. "I hope not what I think it is," Scotty said.
We waited as Doyle walked a little ahead of his position, hands on his hips, and looked out to the field ahead of us. Behind us, I heard choppers. I turned and saw them headed for us. They went by us out to the target zone.
"Hey, Scotty, did we..."
"Yep.
We just shot the shit out of the first platoon."